as I sit here and I think about all the stupid things I've done while at a house party. And I've done a lot of stupid things.
Well, yeah.
In the way of party fouls. Go ahead.
I was at this party and, you know, I'd had some beer.
Obviously.
And before I knew it, you know, of course, nature called and I had to go to the bathroom, but there was a big line. People were taking a long time, you know, so I thought, okay, I need to find another bathroom.
Right.
So I'm walking around the house and, you know, there's locked doors. I can't find another bathroom. Uh-oh. But I found this big plant. So I went in the potted plant.
I told you that.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's bad for the plant or anything, but it worked for me in that moment.
Of course it did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't have the greenest thumb, but I don't think pee-pee is a good way to water indoor plants.
I go back in the Rolodex of all the house parties I've been to, and I was thinking, okay, what would have been a huge party foul that I committed? But it was more a party foul in public on the second floor of a nightclub. I already had a few. And I was looking at everybody dancing below, and I dropped my drink.
No, you did not, sir.
Second floor.
Did the glass hit anybody in the head?
Landed right next to somebody, and they looked up right as I was jerking back.
Man, dude, don't do that again, man. Who does that?
Stupid.
Uh-huh.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Worst party fouls that you've committed, 502-571-9970.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking in my brain, it's a perfect opportunity for this song. Oh, yeah. Party Rick.
Yeah, don't commit party fouls.
Yes!
At Party Rick's party. Ever.
Yeah.
Party Rick! Yeah. Hey guys, it's Rick. Thanks for coming to my party. I got some Totino's pizza rolls in the oven. Feel free to grab a seat on the couch, but make sure you take your shoes off before you come in.
Let's go!
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
He wants everyone to have a good time. He might make you lose your mind.
Watch your feet.
But everybody better have a good time.
Let's go.
Party Rick is in the house tonight.
What's up, guys?
He wants everyone to have a good time.
You're the coaster.
He might make you lose your mind.
Take your feet off the couch,
guys. Doesn't want to see you.
Break that.
Let's be real. That's really Party Ben. Isn't that ripped from your childhood? That is. It's let's just call it what it is. That's Party Ben.
Mr. Pibb, root beer, and Diet Coke was my jam. By the way, I love all your party fouls that you guys committed. So great. Alex.
I did not commit this party foul, but I was at 4th Street once for my friend's 21st birthday.
Okay.
We were standing outside Sully's. And someone was on the second floor, like, par that crossed between 4th Street's two sides.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And some girl threw up right on my friend during her 21st birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
So, obviously, we went home, but it was horrible.
It's raining. Gosh. Oh.
Raining vomit.
That's right.
Gosh.
Wow, Alex. That was intense.
That was aggressive.
Yes.
That was.
Okay.
Yes, it was horrible.
Hey, Morgan.
This kind of goes along with our friend that kind of went wee in the pants.
Sure. Our buddy.
Yeah. It's been several years ago. I was at a party with a bunch of friends of mine, and I had to go to the bathroom, and sure. I couldn't get my feet to walk to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Right.
So I just, like...
Oh, gosh.
Went,
no.
I just peed all over the floor.
No! You know what? Now it's as good a place as any.
Oh, gosh.
So it was actually this guy's bedroom. So he comes in and he starts screaming all kinds of profanities about who peed in his floor.
Oh.
And I just sat there on my phone like, oh my God, you're too drunk. Don't say anything.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, Shelly.
So we were at our friend's house party when his parents were out of town. And I finally also got the end of the restroom line. I'm using the restroom and I'm realizing that there was no toilet paper.
Oh gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, what did you use?
I'm looking around. I'm not really the dry kind of girl. So I realized in this big, beautiful swan vase that his parents had on the counter were these really nice little white, freshly folded hand towels. So I used one of those and I put it back.
Oh
You use the decoration towels.
Yes. You know, the ones that you don't really use.
Uh-huh. Oh, and you don't really wash because they're not used.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So.
Shelly, you could probably go back to his mom's house.
It's probably still in the state that you left it.
Shout out to Joe.
Thank you. Oh, a text message. Was at a tailgate and tried to knight a girl with a tiki torch. Ended up just pouring kerosene all over her.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad they didn't
it wasn't
light
on fire.
Her on fire.
Another text message. I'm ashamed to admit this, but had one too many with family and friends. Ended up making out with my mom's best friend. I love it.
Know your limits, people.
All right.
Know your limits.
502-571-9970. You can always text.
There would be no way I could make out with any of my dad's friends. Sorry. Not going to happen.